This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And as one response to the recession, people may be assembling their own items that they buy at the store. DIY, do it yourself. Does it add value? We've posed the question. It possibly adds value by creating a deeper relationship between you and the object that you buy. But is this recessionary response a triumph or a tragedy in your life? DIY stories, 877-8MYTAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. But for Teresa Guidette, owner of Barry County Upholstery in Hastings, Michigan, Teresa, I gather the idea that more people are going to be trying upholstery projects themselves is actually, good news as far as you're concerned, right?
Well, sure. I stay so busy. If they're willing to try it themselves, I'm willing to help them.
And often you're helping them actually correct mistakes that they made when they bring something to you. It can often look like kind of a disaster. Is that true?
Sometimes, yes, sir.
What do you think the impulse is for people to try to do something themselves? Does it always result in savings of money in a recessionary time?
I think so.
So is your business up?
I haven't seen any change, but of course I do boats, cars, and furniture, so I haven't dropped in any business.
When people do assemble something themselves, does it deepen their relationship with the object? Is it more valuable to them because they did it?
I think so.
In your experience, when have people really gone wrong in a do-it-yourself project, and what advice would you give them?
If you don't know how to sew or how to cut, how to lay a patterning out, I wouldn't even attempt a project, but most people try the simpler projects where there's no sewing. It's just stretching and stapling.
Stretching and stapling. So are there upholstery projects that you can do with just a simple set of tools that don't involve the elaborate sewing and the kinds of things that you use?
You could, but the right tool makes the job a whole lot easier and a whole lot faster.
Now, what if you actually staple yourself to the item? Is that a problem?
I've done it.
You've done it. I see. But you still stay in the upholstery business, I notice.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is this a boom time for people who, are maybe upgrading stuff that they might normally just discard and buy new?
In furniture, your older pieces are a better quality of framework. So most people, if it's an antique, are going to do it. When it comes to boat work, most people are restoring because boats are so expensive, so they'll go ahead and put in a little extra money to restore that boat.
Of course, in the Western Michigan area where you are, Grand Rapids used to be viewed as the furniture city. It's been tough times for the manufacturers of furniture, but for all of the craftsmen who have freelance businesses, maybe not so bad.
That's correct.
And what are you working on right now?
Oh, I'm working on some antique chairs.
And, they're not staple jobs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so what kind of fabric,
And tapestry.
Tapestry, I see. Mm-hmm. And where do you get the tapestry from?
I buy from wholesale people, companies, Luxury, Irvin Allen, Birch, the people order it, look at books and order it, and then I just place the order, and they send me the fabric.
Everybody's got their own DIY personality, Teresa, but you know what? I don't think I would ever attempt upholstery. It seems way over my head.
If it's a simple job, I could understand, but when it comes to something that's complex, I think people know their limits.
Yeah, I definitely know mine. Teresa Guidette, owner of Barry County Upholstery in Hastings, Michigan, thanks so much for joining us. She knows her limits, and do you know yours in DIY? 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.